Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Good Shepherd Sunday. That image of the Good Shepherd and his sheep is one that's precious to us, isn't it? We love that story where he goes out in search of that one lost sheep. And when Jesus finds it, he places it on his shoulders and he carries it home. How many of you have a picture of the Good Shepherd hanging someplace in your home as a reminder to you of that Good Shepherd who loves us? And even the 23rd Psalm is one of the ones that we first memorized. Yes, to be a sheep. But to be a sheep isn't so flattering. If you know anything about sheep, sheep are known to follow one another. If one sheep goes off astray and gets caught up, the other ones will follow. They'll follow into danger because they follow the leader. Sheep also are known to spook easily. If danger comes, they scatter to run away from that danger. But then they can also be stupid as they try to graze, and they can wander astray and they'll get caught up by their wool and the brush and briars and can't free themselves because they're caught by their wool. And then, too, they can be afraid of water, especially fast-flowing water, because if they were to get into that stream and fall over, they're going to drown because they are unable to right themselves and free themselves. And in fact, the sheep can sometimes even roll over onto its back, and it's unable to right itself. And if somebody doesn't come to rescue it, a sheep can actually suffocate while it lies on its back because its lungs are getting pressed down upon. They're also afraid of the dark. A farmer who raised sheep talks about it was a stormy day and it was cold, a mixture of rain and sleet and snow, and he opened the barn door thinking the sheep would run in to get out of that miserable weather. But because the opening to that safety was dark, they were fearful to enter into that barn. Even though it was a place of safety and warmth, they were afraid to go through that dark entrance. Yes, so it's not so flattering to be called a sheep because of the trouble that sheep can find themselves in and are unable to free themselves from that danger. Yes, we sang a couple versions of the 23rd Psalm as that psalm is precious to us. Jesus, in our gospel reading for this morning, declared, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me." Yes, he knows us as sheep, as stupid as we might be, and as sheep know him. Yes, he knows when we go astray as sheep. The scriptures talk frequently about how God's people have gone astray. In the Psalm 119, we hear the psalmist say, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep." And even Isaiah, in that familiar passage we heard on Good Friday, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all." And even Peter, in his first letter, talks of us. He says, "For you were straying like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Yes, we stray, and we are lost. Even Jeremiah the prophet says, "My people have been lost sheep. They have forgotten their fold, for they have sinned against the Lord, their habitation of righteousness, the Lord, the hope of their fathers." Yes, if there's one thing about us, we are like sheep. We do go astray from the will of our Heavenly Father. And Jesus knows that. He knows us so very well. He knows those ill words you may have spoken against your spouse this week. He knows how at work you might have sloughed off a little bit, not doing your best in your work and effort there. Or he knows how when you went out for a drink with a few of your friends, you had a few more than you should have had. And fortunately, there was no officer on the highway. Otherwise, you could have gotten a DUI. And he knows the other ways in which you abuse your body, doing things that are not healthy for it, as you don't take care of this temple that God has given to you. He knows what websites you've been on as you go scoping the internet, some of those sites that are not too good and not good to be watching. Yes, he knows you so well. He knows even how you've forgotten the Lord and sinned against him, done those things that are not pleasing in his sight, that go against his commands. And yet the good news is what Ezekiel the prophet promised. In chapter 34 of his writings, Ezekiel talks of how God himself said, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice." Yes, the good news is that our Lord came to be that shepherd himself. Because the shepherds that he'd given to his people in the Old Testament were not faithful under-shepherds. They were not leading the people in the ways of the Lord. So God says, "I've had enough. I myself will come and shepherd my people." And that is why Jesus declares, "I am that good shepherd." That good shepherd who knows all about us. He knows how much we stray and the sins we commit. Yet he says, "I'll lay down my life for the sheep." He says, "I'm not the hired hand. A hired hand who runs when trouble comes. A hired hand who's only interested in his paycheck at the end of the week. And who doesn't really care for the sheep." He says, "No, I am the good shepherd who knows my sheep. And I love them and I care for them. I love them enough. I'm going to die for them." As he gives his life on Calvary's cross for us. As he lays down his life to pay that ransom price for our sin. He lifts that debt of that weight of our sin from our shoulders as he bears that burden himself. As he becomes sin for us. As he offers his sinless life on the cross. But not only does he say he will lay down his life, but he will take it up again. And we are in that Easter season where we celebrate a risen Lord, a risen shepherd, who did lay down his life for us, but takes it up again as he lives for us to guide us daily as our good shepherd. Yes, I know my own, and my own know me. He knows us. He even called us by name in the waters of baptism as he placed his name upon us and declared us his beloved children. And yes, we know him. We know that perfect love that he has for us. Loves us enough to die for us. We would struggle to lay down our life for someone else. But Jesus loved each of us enough to lay down his life on the cross for us. And since we know him, we want to know more of him as we seek to know him even better. That's why we open up our Bibles and why we read them, to learn more of that love letter that he has for us there that speaks of his love to us. And we're not afraid to talk to him in prayer because we know he loves us and cares for us as we are a people of prayer. And we come here to gather and worship with the fellowship who've gone astray during the week, but we find a way back here to the sheepfold where our shepherd is here for us to guide us and speak his love to us. And even he says, "I prepare a meal for you. Come and dine and eat and be filled," as he gives us his very self in those humble forms of bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins and to be strengthened in our faith. Yes, he knows us so well. He continues to shepherd us and care for us and provide for us. He knows our need here at St. Mark's for an under-shepherd. He's provided for you and has cared for you as he's gathered you as his flock in this place. And he's still been faithful to you through the services of your previous pastors and through me as your vacancy pastor. He's seen that you've been fed and nourished. His word has been read to you each Sunday. His meal has been given to you each Sunday. He has provided for you, and He will continue to provide for you in His time. And in His time, He will provide for you that under-shepherd to shepherd you His flock. But we need to trust that it's in His time. As God cares for each of you, He knows you and your needs, and He will see that those needs are met, as He will continue to provide for you. For He knows you. He knows all of you by name. He loves you and cares for you, and He's laid down His life for you, and He took it up again. He's not going to forget about you. He will still continue to nourish you with His word and sacrament and guide you on the path of life as He cares for you in that sheepfold that He's prepared here, but also that eternal sheepfold that lies before us yet. When we look forward to that day when Jesus Himself will shepherd us there in those eternal pastures with His abiding love. We're only on that journey toward that eternal sheepfold. May the Lord continue to bless us and guide us and keep us on that path as we walk in the loving way that He leads us and guides us to those green pastures of heaven. In His name, amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.